Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to see a story of murder, greed, corruption, violence, exploitation, adultery, and treachery. All the things we hold near and dear to our hearts.
A 5, 6, 7, 8!
The Music of Chicago. It's a massively popular show set in the corrupt Chicago of the 1920s. A cocktail of excitement, misery, jazz, guns, sex, corruption and exploitation. The choreography is by the legendary Bob Fosse, and it's all about women with long legs and very raunchy moves. The choreography, I mean. Now it's back on the main stage. So what is the appeal of Chicago in 2019? Do all those legs still have legs? This production has a sizzling cast, well-known to TV audiences, including Natalie Bassingthwaite, who is a Roxy. Hi, Natalie.
Hello. How are you, Michael?
I'm in top form, thank you. And Linda Chidsey is Velma. Yes.
How are you going?
I'm well. And Daniel Edmonds is on keys. He's the musical director. Hi,
hey.
Michael. Good to have you here. Alinta, there's quite a backstory to this musical. It's based on a play of the same name by a Chicago reporter named Maureen Dallas Watkins, who was using actually real events.
Yes. So she was a journalist, and then she was interested in playwriting as well, and was coaxed into doing it. And then later on, Gwen Verdon found the script and was really interested in the piece. So she ended up asking if she could get the rights, and they couldn't get the rights originally because Maureen Watkins didn't want this sort of story to be seen as a thing that everyone should do, like murder their husbands.
Yes.
How about that?
Why not? That's crazy.
Yeah, they should.
It is a celebration of husband murder viewed in a certain light.
But then apparently when she passed away, they approached
the trust who owned
the rights to it, and they gave them the rights.
Yes.
And here we are with an amazing show.
Yes, yes, the misgivings dropped away. I mean, we should say that Maureen Dallas Watkins, the journalist, had covered the 1924 trials of two accused husband murderers for the Chicago Tribune. So to her, this was serious stuff. She was wanting to dramatise a very serious story. So Natalie, it's Roxy Hart who murders her lover. So she goes to jail charged with murder. What are the challenges she faces in jail?
Velma Kelly. Velma Kelly is probably one of the biggest, the biggest trials of her time in jail. But also just, I think it's a very daunting and terrifying place, to say the least, to kind of even think that she's up for murder is kind of out of her mind. And it's really just navigating that space of fear. But she really admires Velma and really looks up to her about what she's achieved in her life. And
so Velma is initially her rival in the jail, and she also has killed her husband. Roxy, we should say, has shot her lover after he's given her a hiding, and he's dumped her.
That's right.
And she's just impulsively grabbed a gun
Exactly.
And
so there was no intent, is what we're trying to get across.
Yeah. Anyway, she changes from a sort of naive airhead, really, into a calculating survivor pretty quickly.
Well, absolutely. It's musical theatre. You have no choice.
That's true. Yes. Velma, as we've been saying, is the rival. So they're both clients of a particularly charming rich lawyer called Billy Flynn. Tell us about him, Alinta.
Well, he always has us under his fingers and wants to get the best story across. So it just goes to show that celebrity status doesn't last very long in the cell. So whoever's got a more interesting story gets the limelight. And that's when Roxy comes into play, she becomes the story and I become second best in the cell.
All of a sudden.
And so it's all about trying to win his attention back and get in the media and get my trial date so I can... she's a famous vaudeville actress, and she wants to be out there performing again.
Yeah. So both these women could hang.
Yeah.
100%.
When you're working on the character and you're there on stage, are you thinking of that serious consequence? Is the tragedy that could befall both of these women being hanged by the neck real for you, or is it a sort of storybook world and we're just there to sort of kick our legs in the air and entertain these good people out there in the stalls?
No, well, it's definitely to bring the stakes to a story, you have to bring, you know, the truth of it. And we have to believe that we will be, you know, hung if we don't go through the trial successfully. And it's, I think it has to be believable.
Yeah, I think the American creatives came out this time and like Alinda said, the stakes were higher because Tanya, our director, was really leading us down the path of let's find the truth of these people. And yeah, I mean, there's tears on stage. Like it's, you know, it can be very emotional. So I think we let it all out there and it's part of the journey and part of the fun.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that because the show doesn't work if it's not dangerous.
Absolutely.
It has to be dangerous and it has to be heartfelt.
Daniel Edmonds, you're the musical director. We're going to have a number. What are they going to sing?
They're going to sing two songs together, Roxy and All That Jazz. Which All That Jazz is probably the most famous song from the show, which opens the show. A lot of the parts of the story, though, are done in a vaudevillian style. So it's very much to the audience and the band is on stage and are involved in some of the action, which is a really great thrill for us because we have 14 musicians there, which are part of the story.
Right. You must be tripping over the band, ladies.
Well, there's a lot of secret entrances and exits in the bandstand. So the cast come through us and around us and join us at times, which is fun.
All right, sounds good. All right, let's hear it.
The name on everybody's lips is gonna be Roxy. The lady raking in the chips is gonna be Roxy. I'm gonna be a celebrity. That means somebody everyone knows. They gonna recognize my eyes, my hair, my teeth, my boobs, my nose. From just some dumb mechanic's wife, I'm gonna be Roxy, who says that murder's not an art. And who, in case she doesn't hang, can say she started with a bang. Foxy, Roxy Hood. Why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz, start the car. I know a whoopee spot where the gin is cold but the piano's hot. It's just a noisy hall where there's a nightly brawl. And all that jazz. Slick your hair and wear your buckle shoes. And all that jazz, I hear that Father Dip is gonna blow the blues. And all that jazz, hold on, hon, we're gonna bunny hug. I bought some aspirin down at United Drug in case you shake up and want a brand new start to do that. No, I'm no one's wife, but oh, I love my life, and oh, there, jazz, that jazz.
Whoa, Natalie Bassingthwaite and Alinda Chidsey going mental. Daniel Edmonds going ballistic on the keys. That was great.
Oh, thank you.
Does it ever seem dated to you, this show? It was written quite a while ago, and it occurs to me that in the show, men come in all shapes and sizes, but almost every woman in the show is transformed into a showgirl. Ultimately, they're sort of sexy girls in cages. Have you got any thoughts about the sexual politics of this show and the, you know, the Me Too era?
Well, it's quite interesting, isn't it? I've actually never thought of it like that. I think because it is vaudevillian, it shows off that kind of body type, I guess, in essence. But it is quite interesting.
I think the women are in charge, though, in the end.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the interesting prevailing things about Chicago is, you know, you have a very powerful Mama Morton, who's Casey Donovan in our show, who runs her roost. And
she's the prison warder, we should say.
She is, yeah.
Who initially seems quite threatening and corrupt, and at the end seems gentle and corrupt, kindly and corrupt.
I think she's got a lot of sides, Mama Morton.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it is a very female-empowered show. I mean, obviously we have incredible people like Tom Berenson and, you know, Rodney Dobson and the like, it is very female-proud.
Yeah, I agree. I think also the song Give Them the Old Razzle Dazzle, which Billy Flynn does, is still extremely relevant in the current media environment and particularly in the political environment in the United States. That has, you know, not waned at all since, you know, the production was written, which is a long time ago. It's sort of amazing.
So the lawyer sums up what justice is all about by saying, look, it's easy. Just give them the old razzle dazzle.
That's right.
And that's it. Yeah. Well, look, it's been a joy to meet all three of you and have a blast with this show. I hope it runs and runs.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been knocked our socks off the audiences so far. So thank you.
Natalie Bassingthwaite and Alinta Chidzi with Daniel Edmonds there, who is the musical director of the show. They're leading the cast of Chicago along with, Casey Donovan, who's playing Mama Morton. Tom Berlinson is playing Billy Flynn. I think, is it Jason Donovan who's taking over in Melbourne? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you can see it in Sydney till the 20th of October at the Capitol. Then it's in Brizzy from the 2nd of November at Arts Centre Melbourne from the 14th of December. So a Christmas show about murder. That would be good. I'm Michael Cathcart.
So men behave.
Just to lift your spirits.
This is The Stage Show.